Hey, this is Brian from Barca Talk. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard us ask you to support it through Patreon. The patron experience includes double the weekly episodes, all of which are commercial-free, plus additional bonus content. And we put out a kind of pilot episode of our Legends series over the summer, focusing on Hristo Stoichkov. And once Gabriel is back in Madrid, when he's done with his holidays, we will be putting out more of those. Yesterday on Patreon, we covered the news about Ivan Rakitic and Ousmane Dembele being part of a package to bring Neymar back from Paris Saint-Germain. The dedication of the Johan Cruyff Stadium and the demise of the Mini Estadi was our second topic, and we closed out with a discussion of Lionel Messi's lingering calf injury. The patron experience is much more streamlined, with even more stuff to enjoy than just the regular Monday podcast, and it's only $5 a month. Once you become a patron, you'll get a link to your own personal podcast feed that allows you to have that patron experience. Follow the link in our show notes or visit barcatalk.net right now to become a patron and get that experience. Now, here's the part of yesterday's Patreon episode about Rakitic and Dembele. It's actually kind of a double topic, but anyway, Catalunya Radio, the program La TDT, reported that Juventus and Barcelona met last week to discuss a move for Rakitic, and Tuttosport claimed that Juventus are offering a swap of Emre Can for Rakitic. But wait, there's more. A new report out just on Wednesday in Sport claims to have heard from sources close to the Neymar deal that a full transfer of Rakitic could be part of a package that would bring Neymar back to Barcelona. And apart from 125 million euro, the other part would be loaning out Ousmane Dembele to PSG. So there are two questions here. I'll give you the first one. We can talk about that, and then we'll get into the second one. First question. Rakitic is 31 years old, and up until this season, he had been playing on a really grueling schedule for about two solid years. With the new midfield signings in Arthur, still fairly new, and Frankie de Jong, really new, you got the potential of Carlos Alenia, you got the reassignment of Sergio Roberto to midfield on what appears to be a full-time basis, and of course the continuing service of Sergio Busquets, and we'll just take Vidal off the table for now. Is the midfield well-staffed enough to let Rakitic go right now?
Yes, it is, but I still think there's value to keeping him. So, again, like you said, we have depth and so forth, but I still think he's one of our strongest midfielders if he's paired up, let's say, with Busquets and De Jong on the left. You know, I think Rakitic still provides value. I still think he's tough. I still think he can deliver on big games. But I would say start thinking about next season, dealing him out as this transition period. But, for example, I feel more comfortable with him than Vidal, for example, on the right, or Sergio Roberto, for example, for big games, especially with all his experience, knowing how to play with the attacking forwards and so forth. So for me, I think he still has value, but I understand that now it's a crowded midfield and they're starting to look at Juventus and obviously with the PSG stuff with Neymar.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you that there's still value in keeping him, but it comes down to a decision about priorities. If the club really is determined to get Neymar, they're going to have to make some big moves because they have to free up wage bill. They would have to do these things if that's what they really, really want. I think if the question of Neymar weren't there at all, I would say absolutely hold on to him. He is definitely an asset, maybe not week to week every week like he was last year or the year before that, but maybe more on a rotating basis, still an extremely valuable player. But when you look at the club and the priorities that they are clearly trying to make, and they're trying to make that Neymar deal happen, you can see how Rakitic would have to maybe become okay with the possibility of leaving to make that happen for the club. But that also brings me to the second question, which is, and I know that we've talked about Neymar a lot. Everyone talks about Neymar a lot. The man is just a walking circus. So, he's more like a train wreck, I guess, right? It's like, yeah, you can't take your eyes off it, even though there's not nearly as much actual news as the papers would have you believe. But in any case, I know that you're not interested in bringing Neymar back in the abstract, but if Dembele is part of this package as well on a loan, the question that I would like to try and focus in on is, would Barcelona be better off with Neymar than Dembele right now?
Interesting question, Brian. You hit me hard because for me, it's kind of a no lose situation because of both players. They provide different aspects, but you're still getting world-class strikers. So to me, it's not either, you know, one or the other is not so much superior than the other. That's why it's such a difficult thing. You have Dembele's maturity problem, injury issues and so forth. And then on the other hand, you have Neymar and his injury issues, but also he provides a lot of goals as well. So for me, it's kind of a wash, you know. It's who do you think is going to be more long-term for you that you believe? And I would say for me personally, I would still try to keep Dembele because I just think the long-term ability and the potential is still there. Whereas with Neymar, it's kind of, he's on the downslide already, kind of.
Yeah, and of course, the thing that you see often with young potential, well, young players with potential is what I mean. Someone mm-hmm. like Dembele. Or even when you have those, you know, those 20, 21-year-olds who are, well, they're doing so well in Barca B that they really aren't, they shouldn't be in Segunda B, right? Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be in Barca B, but they're not quite ready for the first team. They're in that kind of space right there, is you loan them out. You'll loan them out to a top tier, you know, a first division club, either in Spain or at another major league. I don't think the French league is that major, to be honest with you, but mm-hmm. PSG is the major club in that league, so it's at least there. So it does make sense that if you want to hold on to Dembele as an investment and investing in his potential, which the club clearly has for what they originally paid for him from Dortmund, then loading him out seems like potentially a very natural kind of thing to do, whether it's, you know, part of a Neymar deal or not.
For sure. I mean, it's an option, right? But yeah. I just think that we need him. You know, we need his goals and we need his explosiveness to help loosen up the defenses. So for me, it's kind of, you know, how you were conveying that is usually what I would say to a player that hasn't even had any playing time in the first team. That obviously you want to get him more playing time and loan him out. But, I mean, we really need him this season. And that's why it's frustrating, because with all the injuries, we know he can provide a spark. He can take people one-on-one. And so, again, to me, obviously right now on paper, right, I would obviously take Neymar because Neymar's healthy. He's healthier than Dembele, right? But as the age thing, a potential thing, I still believe in Dembele. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe because I just love the speed that he provides, and I just know it's a difference maker in these big moments in these games where we're kind of even with other teams, like for Liverpool or Manchester City, for example. So for me, this whole Neymar saga, Brian, here in Paris, it's front page everywhere on the news and everything. So they're anxious to get rid of him. Barcelona wants to bring him in. But again, unlike other major sports in the States where you can just trade a player, you basically have to get permission from these players in order to put them in a deal. So both Dembele and Rakitic don't want to leave Barcelona because they love playing for Barcelona. So that's making everything so difficult.
Right. Although I did see a report that Rakitic has said he would be okay with moving to PSG at this point. So there's at least that box has been ticked. I don't know about Dembele. But I liked what you said about needing Dembele, and particularly his explosiveness, which is true, except when you consider how every three times he explodes, he blows up his hamstring.
He blows up his hamstring, or he does bad passing. So again,
right. Well, I mean, the bad passing can be fixed.
It is true. But not as
the over-explosiveness in his hamstrings is the concern.
Yeah, his hamstrings are like dynamite, you know? They just explode everywhere, yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing, right? So if you're going to look at the whole, you know, test case, obviously Neymar has had better success at Barcelona to stay healthy, right? And so I think that's why a lot of Culés want to bring him back for that reason. Again, to me, I'm happy with either one because I think either one are just going to bring so much situations that we are going to be uncalled for. And, you know, we're going to know by Friday. So it'll have some sort of finality in a couple of days, so which is good.
That's true. Find a link in our show notes or at barcatalk.net to become a patron for just $5 a month and be a part of the community. Visca Barça.